Sister, Israel. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia. May 12, 1896. Dear sister, will you not bring all your troubles to Jesus? I have these words for you this morning. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew 6, verse 34. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. He lays no galling yoke upon your shoulders. Whatever care we may have, the Lord Jesus says, if we bring that to Him, He will give us rest. He says, lay your burdens upon me. We shall never know until we are face to face with God, when we shall see as we are seen, and know as we are known, how many burdens He has borne for us, and how many burdens He would have been glad to have borne if His children would only bring them to Him, and let Him take them and carry them for them. He is our burden bearer. He hath carried our griefs and sympathized with our sorrows. If we will only let Him, He will take away our sins. He came to call sinners to repentance. He wants to remove every sin from our souls and bury them in the depths of the sea. He is your sin pardoner. He loves you. He, our precious Savior, is called our everlasting Father, and each believing child is loved by Him with a peculiar love. We have no certain abiding place here, for we are pilgrims and strangers, seeking for that better country, whose builder and maker is God. We are to travel on by faith, believing in Him at every step, for He carries our burdens as we journey along. And it is God's will we should trust in His love, who has given us His only begotten Son, that all who believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord Jehovah has given us Jesus to make an atonement for our sins. Then do not let us bind the harrowing remembrance of all the evils and sins of which we have been guilty in our past life. The Lord Jesus assures us by asking, who can bring a charge against God's elect? Romans 8, verse 33. It is Christ that died to atone for our sins, to become our surety. No one of the host of Satan can pass condemnation upon a child of God who believes in Him as his personal Savior, because God justifies him. No power of evil angels can separate you from Christ if you believe and trust in Him as your sin bearer, for He identifies His interest with you. He will carry your individual sorrows. He says, bring them all to me. I will carry them for you. He holds out to you the strongest consolation. He challenges the whole force of Satan's accusing power. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Verse 35. He loves His children as Himself, and the Father loves all who believe in Jesus as He loves His Son. They are as Himself, for their life is hid with Christ in God.